I wouldn't miss you. But now I'm saying I'm a fool. We are back. So for those of you just joining us, let me just tell you now, I reserve the right to have that type of diversity. You know, we opened out with some Ja Cure. We came back in with some Darius Rucker, you know what I mean? I like country music, man. My mama liked country music growing up, so I listen to it, man. That's what it is. But what we was talking about earlier in the segment, we ain't going to do too much of the political thing. There's so many political podcasts out there. We're not going there, but I do have an opinion on it. First and foremost, I think 45, his antics is just disgusting. It goes without saying. I don't even want to get into it. But the one thing we'll hope, Democrats got to step their game up to as far as things that I'm seeing they're doing. But I wanted to send a shout out to Angela Rye and Nina Turner. Nina Turner is with the Progressive Party, did a lot with Bernie Sanders. I just want to big those two up because they're at the forefront, and organizations like that are at the forefront of finding electable people that's really have a track record for being for the betterment of African Americans from all social classes. So I just want to big those two sisters up because Nina Turner I actually seen on the Breakfast Club the other day. But I also know who Angela Rye is a little bit. I know about her more because of when she started showing her face on the Breakfast Club. But I made the association when I remember seeing her in Roland Martin and all that. But to be honest with you, it was the Breakfast Club thing that really stuck. And knowing her background, I think it's official. Know who her parents are. I think it's official what they're doing for the party. And when I say the Democratic Party need to step their game up too, is there was a story she posted on her IG talking about how there was a mayor that was elected. I think her mom was talking about it. And there was a mayor that they helped get in as an interim mayor, and or was it a sheriff or something like that? But make a long story short, the Democrats put someone to run against her in the primaries, and I thought that was kind of weird because, I mean, just a lot of funny shit that they be doing sometimes, and it's just like, huh? Like, who's really for who? But it also made me think that what I see going on is I see, like, eventually we should just try to have our own party when it comes to not just black folks, just like black, Latinos, mixed people, conscious-minded, different cultures. I think that's, like, the no-brainer next. But I was just talking to one of my boys the other day. The one thing that's going to be consistent with that, that's going to be the one thing Democrats and Republicans are going to agree with. Like, nah, we don't want that shit. You know what I mean? So that was funny to me. So that's pretty much all we bringing up with the whole political thing. I just think it's disgusting. I just want to see Democrats get stronger, and I want to see them take the advice of the Angela Rye and the organization she represents a little more. Because I think they have a track record of just bringing electable people, so why not? Yeah, man. So with this whole entertainment thing, woo. This is so many different ways we can go with this, if you think about it, because you got the Drake Pusha album. I'm not going to speak on that too much. I mean, the Drake Pusha beef, I'm not going to speak on it. All I'm going to say is it brought out two great albums, and I'm still zoning. I'm still zoning to Styles P last album. I'm still zoning to a lot of albums, so I'm glad that I'm in a space where I can just, I know what I'm listening to now, and I know I got to catch up with a lot more, but I know sonically what's out there. I ain't even zoned out to Nas album yet, but I'm still taking my time with it and just vibing because I know Styles P made a lot of people made beautiful projects from the past maybe 2-3 months that you still, Wale, a lot of people that I rock with made some beautiful music. So I just wanted to, you know, take my time and zone out. And that's what the podcast is going to help me with because I learned from a book that I read by Paul Porter. It's called, he's just given his 40 years in the music business. And one thing he said when he was doing radio, he made it personal, his playlist and things like that. And that's what made him, you know, popular and made him grow. So I'm kind of taking a piece of that, you know what I mean? That's a great book. Paul Porter, man, Google him, it's all over. It's a great book. It's called A Blackout. Great book. I advise y'all to check that out. Moving on. Oh Lord, this was on the list. We're gonna come back for this one. Relationships.